From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. As Puerto Rico's Governor Ricardo Rosselló prepares to step down on Friday, confusion reigns as to who will replace him. Rosselló's tenure came to a premature end after 2 weeks of sustained mass street protests in San Juan and other Puerto Rican cities. Angry over reports of deep corruption among government elites, the hashtag Ricky Renuncia became a rallying cry for the island's residents. But Rosselló's initial replacement, Wanda Vasquez, faced so much opposition, even before he announced his resignation, that she demurred, saying she would not accept the position. Now, Rosselló has picked Pedro Pierluisi, Puerto Rico's former commissioner in Washington, D.C. But Pierluisi faces opposition from the Senate President, Tomas Rivera Schatz, who has his own ambitions to be governor. My guest is Julio Ricardo Varela, digital media director for Futuro Media, founder of LatinoRebels.com, one of the top U.S. Latino media sites. He was formerly a digital producer for Al Jazeera America's The Stream. His work has been featured in The Guardian, ESPN, The New York Times, Quartz, Le Monde, Univision, and Telemundo, among other outlets. Welcome back to the program, Julio.
I'm glad to be back.
So the last time we spoke, it was before Rosselló had announced his resignation and the street protests were escalating. First of all, the resignation itself, how significant was this powerful, powerful moment last week when he announced it? He sort of delayed announcing it, and then he finally announced it at midnight that he was going to resign.
Yeah, it was pretty historic, and I can't believe like it's been over a week. It feels like it's been years already because so much is happening as a result of that. But yeah, no, I think people need to stop for a second of what happened that Wednesday night in San Juan, and to see a sitting governor, an elected official that was elected by the people, essentially saying that I need to step down effective Friday, August 2nd at 5 o'clock. You know, I had people on the ground in San Juan. I also had friends that were in old San Juan. And that moment, I've seen a lot happen in Puerto Rico in my lifetime, but that moment of joy, I'll never forget it. And, you know, as an editor, publisher, trying to get the news out, making sure my people were good and they were filing things, and then getting pictures from my friends who were like, oh, I want to use that photo. And they're like, yeah, use it. It was a joy to watch. And I think, you know, I wrote a piece for the Washington Post a couple of days ago that talks to this movement as kind of being different, not being partisan, sort of people who are upset with the political system. It's a populist movement. And there's a fear that right now it's going to start getting co-opted and be misinterpreted. And the events of this week would kind of suggest that as Puerto Rico goes through what is essentially a constitutional crisis, that what we fear, what I feared about this movement sort of getting co-opted by institutional politicians, is already beginning to happen.
So let's talk about what happened with the Senate legislative session on Thursday, where it was to be decided whether or not Rosselló's new named successor, Pedro Pierluisi, would be accepted. There was opposition to him, both, I understand, from activists, but also from within the political structure. What happened?
Second, because Pierluisi is a very interesting politician. He's a resident commissioner, meaning that he was a non-voting member of Congress. You know, he represents Puerto Rico in Washington, D.C., and he was a non-voting member of Congress. He was a resident commissioner, which is an elected position. It's very complicated, but it's part of the ticket when you run for governor, right? And the first administration, and he's a Democrat, and the first administration that he was with, he's a pro-statehood Democrat, was a pro-statehood Republican named Luis Fortuño. And he was resident commissioner there, I believe, from like 2008 to 2012. The second term, he was still running as a pro-statehood Democrat, But the governor of Puerto Rico was who won that 2012 was Alejandro Garcia Padilla, who was a pro-Commonwealth status quo governor. And Pierluisi stayed. So he was unique in the sense that he was a resident governor, resident commissioner under the statehood party, under a statehood party governor and a Commonwealth party governor. And since then, you know, he's very tied to Washington. There's stories about him. He's a lawyer. He's a corporate lawyer, and he got a big job in the law firm that was representing the Fiscal Control Board in Puerto Rico. After he stopped being resident commissioner, he finished his term, and he started, profiting off of Puerto Rico's austerity board. And his brother-in-law, Carrion, his last name is Carrion. He is the chairman of the Fiscal Control Board. So his brother-in-law is married to Pedro Pierluisi's sister. So he does have a history of profiting off the debt crisis, although in the last couple of days, he's been on this massive media tour saying, I want to put Puerto Rico first. It's all about transparency. I have Puerto Rico in my best interest. So he's controversial, but I think in the scheme of – this is the problem with Puerto Rican politicians. If Ricardo Rosselló is sort of on the extreme of a controversial politician with the group chat and his buddies like taking over the governor's mansion and the contracts and the social media trolls and all the things that he essentially had to resign for because he was about to be impeached, Pierluisi is – I don't want to say not as bad, but yeah, he's not as controversial. He's less tainted. I guess. Wait, less tainted, but still tainted. So, but I also think he has a strong reputation in Washington, D.C. that there's a lot of people in Puerto Rico who are like, we have no credibility in Washington, D.C. Ricardo Rosselló has completely ruined any relationships we have with the United States. So there was this idea that if you brought in Pierluisi in as Secretary of State, which in the Constitution of Puerto Rico would be the successor, as people recall, the Secretary of State who resigned under Rosselló was part of the group chat. So there was no Secretary of State. So basically, Rosselló nominates Pierluisi. But then Thursday happens, and you have the House of Representatives calling a recess, and then the Senate following an extraordinary – it's called an extraordinary session. That's probably the best translation. It's a special session that the governor of Puerto Rico, Ricardo Rosselló, who is still governor, called. And then the Senate happens, and there's all this speculation that Pierluisi is going to be the next governor. But then the Senate president, Thomas Rivera Schatz, who is now – it's so complicated. I'm really trying to break this down. But he is basically the head of the statehood party now, which Ricardo Rosselló stepped down from as head of the statehood party. So basically, Tomas Rivera Chats speaks as president of the Senate and essentially says, no, we're not going to vote on this nomination before Ricardo Rosselló resigns on August 2nd at 5 o'clock. We have serious issues with Pierluisi. I was never consulted on this nomination. I'm going to, to hell with the media for creating this story. El Nuevo Día, which is Puerto Rico's largest newspaper and its affiliates, were creating, we're having all these interviews with Pierluisi, and he was blaming the owners. So Schatz is like, I'm defending Puerto Rico, and Pierluisi has an interest with the board. And he essentially said that Pierluisi was Puerto Rico's number one enemy, and if you have to understand Schatz, he's very over the top. The best way to describe him, he's almost like a caudillo in the way he presents himself, and it's bizarre. And it was really interesting because at the same time, the House of Representatives is like, they're in the process of doing a Friday vote before Ricardo Rosselló resigns on Friday at 5 o'clock. So there is this possibility as this is developing, this story is moving so fast. God bless Twitter for me, because that's the only way I can update this.
Now, I understand that Schatz has his own ambitions to be governor.
Well, he spoke at the Senate, and this is when Schatz is Schatz. I mean, I don't know how to describe Schatz. I mean, he's very Trump-like. He is very Trump-like. So, and in a lot of ways, I'm not saying he's a billionaire or anything, but...
And for our radio audience, he kind of looks like a white-haired Trump with a Hitler mustache.
Okay, we'll go there. So he's like, I have never wanted the Secretary of State position. That's a lie. I've never wanted to become governor of Puerto Rico. That's a lie, which, you know, most politicians who say that are probably saying the opposite. So there is sort of this territorial rivalry between Pierluisi and Schatz. You have to understand as well that Schatz is a pro-statehood Republican and Pierluisi is a pro-statehood Democrat. And Pierluisi ran against Rosselló in the primary and then became lost and then became a lawyer for the board, you know, working out of a law firm. So basically, Schatz like, oh, now you're getting nominated? Now you're coming back? No. And basically what he essentially did was, I'm in control. I'm the sheriff here. I'm the head of the new statehood party. I'm head of the statehood party, and nothing can happen without me. It, to me, it only perpetuates this crisis even more and actually proves to me why a lot of people, thousands of Puerto Ricans are protesting, you know, have protested over the last couple of weeks, because it's not just about the group chat and corruption. It's about how messed up this political system is and how egotistically driven it is. Because here you have Rivera Schatz basically putting party over Puerto Rico. And so what is essentially what we're expecting, who knows what's going to happen after Ricardo Rosselló resigns at 5 o'clock on Friday, supposedly, at least what we can make clear. And I try to couch this because things are moving so fast, things could change like that. Right. But right now, if, you know, you and I are talking like right now, if right now was 5:01 on Friday, the Secretary of Justice, Wanda Vasquez, would be the new governor.
Right. And it's a position she says she doesn't want. Now, let me ask you this, Julio. If Schatz had not opposed Pierluisi and Pierluisi had gone on to become the new governor, would protests have continued out on the streets? Would people have sort of accepted him, finishing out Rosselló's term?
That's a great question. Because I do think Pierluisi has his issues with the board, and he also is a lobbyist for an energy company that dumps coal ash, AES, in Puerto Rico, and they've been known to contaminate communities in rural Puerto Rico. I think he would have. It's real. I don't think you might have seen massive protests, but you might see protests. That's hard to tell, because I think what's happened is that after sort of Rosselló resigned and people were like, wow, this happened. We did it. And I think there's this expectation that's like, okay, he's gone. Like, he's going to go. Now what? And I think we're in this like fuzzy now what section of this. I personally think if Schatz continues to play games and he's pushed, you know, He's pushed the hearing for Pierluisi for Monday, August 5th, but the House of Representatives is doing it on Friday. Like, it's such – who knows what happens? There's so many scenarios that it's almost becoming like a mix-and-match type of situation. Well, if Wanda Vasquez stays, is she going to nominate a new Secretary of State, and that Secretary of State becomes the governor? Could that Secretary of State be Thomas Rivera Schatz? Yeah, but it could be other people. What's interesting is that you see sort of this personality-driven political system of which Schatz is a part of it. And it just makes me really sad. And I'm really trying to look at this as a journalist, but because I was born in Puerto Rico, because this, you know, I am Puerto Rican, it's really hard to see your country and your community and your people just being played along. And I think the last 48 hours are just definitive proof of how mediocre politicians in Puerto Rico are and how loud the colonial system to perpetuate this mediocrity. And it's almost like more fodder for more protest. If you don't have a real clear succession plan, and if it continues to become a mess over the course of the weekend, over next week, could we be seeing more protests? Yeah. Although I do think, as problematic as Pierluisi was, you know, I've dealt with him as a journalist over my, you know, when I was covering Puerto Rico, when he was a resident commissioner. It's like night and day, the way he treats like journalists. At least my experience, like the Rosselló administration, like we were sort of thorns in their side. At least like Pierluisi would give me time and answer questions and be respectful. So he does have somewhat of a good, like there are people that like him, but I know I don't want to couch the fact that I'm very aware of his conflict of interest. But the people that, you know, he tweeted on Thursday around when the Senate hearing was happening, give me a chance to answer the questions. So I don't know. It's really hard to tell. I do wonder if people are tired, but I also think that there's a populist movement that has risen. Rosselló, you know, they're having countdown clocks on websites in Puerto Rico, like, you know, hour, you know, let's count down the hours until Rosselló leaves. If he leaves, I think people would be like, he's gone. The scary thing, you want to hear my scary thing?
Yes.
What if he doesn't leave?
Because
you know, I don't want to blow, like, there are media members in Puerto Rico who are asking that question. I have no reporting on this. I have no indication at all. So I don't want to freak anybody out. But the fact that people are asking that Ricardo Rosselló, what if he like pushes it a week away? You know, he's someone who, you know, has he been contrite? I personally think, like, I have no indication from what I can tell with the people that I've talked to that he's going to stay. I mean, he's leaving Puerto Rico. Reportedly, he's going to be, from what I heard with my friends in from some news sources in Washington, his father, Pedro Rosselló, who's a governor, former governor, lives in the Virginia area. That's probably a likely place where he might go with his family. That's not confirmed. But I just think that there's been so much uncertainty and so much chaos that we just saw a powder keg, like a group chat created a powder keg of protests. Why do politicians in Puerto Rico continue to like play with the Puerto Rican people? Did they not see that over 500,000 people, you know, like crowded a street, like took over a highway? Like, do they not? Politics have changed. And I think someone like Rivera Schatz is playing with fire. And that, it really, really troubles me to see this type of political grandstanding over what essentially is egoism and not necessarily what's best for the people of Puerto Rico.
Well, Julio, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. And of course, you and I are speaking at a time when everything is in flux. So for our audience, by the time you hear this or watch this, it's possible things might have changed. Is LatinoRebels.com the best place for people to check out your work?
Yeah, LatinoRebels.com is going to be all over it. Julito77 is my Twitter handle. We're all over it. And also at LatinoRebels. So if people want like minutes, you know, what's going on in the next couple of hours, We're pretty up to speed.
Julio, thank you so much. Good luck to you. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
My guest has been Julio Ricardo Varela, digital media director for Futuro Media, founder of LatinoRebels.com. He's been discussing what lies in Puerto Rico's future. I'm Sonali Kohatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Do subscribe to our video channel on Vimeo and find our audio podcast on iTunes and now on Spotify.